From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama took his State of the Union message to the nation's heartland today, where he told residents of Manitowoc, Wisconsin, that other countries have been trying to grab global market share from the U.S. As a result, Mr. Obama says the nation needs to step up investment and innovation to keep pace.
We need to make sure American workers can go head-to-head with workers in any country on earth. We've got to be more productive, more capable, more skilled than any workers on earth.
Mr. Obama toured a company involved in solar power and energy-efficient technology. The president also visited two other factories in the state. Wisconsin is considered crucial in terms of the president's re-election effort. While the president won that state in 2008, it turned sharply Republican in the November election. Doctors treating wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords say her condition continues to improve. The Houston hospital where Giffords was transferred says she has been moved out of the intensive care unit to a rehabilitation center where she'll be undergoing therapy. Giffords was one of more than a dozen people wounded when a gunman opened fire earlier this month outside a Tucson shopping plaza. Six people were killed. The alleged gunman, 22-year-old Jared Loeffner, pleaded not guilty Monday to federal charges of trying to assassinate Giffords and two of her aides. The House has voted to abolish the public financing system for presidential candidates. NPR's Peter Overby says Republicans brought up the bill quickly and passed it mainly along party lines.
Republican Dan Lundgren of California said public financing is a prime candidate to go when government spending needs to be cut.
Governing is choosing and prioritizing. This is $612 million that doesn't feed a single American, doesn't educate a single American.
The fund consists of voluntary gifts from taxpayers. Several presidents counted on it, including Ronald Reagan. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said it needs to be mended, not ended, because big money is pouring into politics.
We should come together to ensure that the American people are heard, that they are heard, and that they are not drowned out by special interest dollars.
In the Senate, a spokesman said Majority Leader Harry Reid has no plans to bring up the bill. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of Egyptians vented their rage against President Hosni Mubarak's government for a second straight day. The protests, in essence, defying a ban on public gatherings. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Cairo.
As the afternoon and evening came about, people started to show up at various intersections, union buildings, associations, wherever they could get together. The police were quick to quash them. I was at one of them, and it was at Cairo's equivalent of the Bar Association. While the protesters on top of the roof of the Bar Association were able to continue chanting slogans and shaking their fists at the police, the people who were on the street who tried to join in were brutally suppressed with batons and tear gas.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 8 points. This is NPR. A couple of major airlines have weighed in with their quarterly earnings numbers. United Continental, now the world's largest airline, says it lost $325 million in the latest quarter due to the cost of its recent merger. U.S. Airways Group says its quarterly earnings were higher, with the Tempe, Arizona-based airline posting fourth-quarter profits of $28 million. It was the first profitable fourth quarter for U.S. Airways since 2006. Britain is easing some of its anti-terrorism laws. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the British government says it wants to restore civil liberties while still allowing police to protect society.
The changes are to laws introduced by Britain's previous Labour government in the aftermath of 9/11, including so-called control orders. These allow the security forces to electronically tag people and place them under house arrest for up to 16 hours a day without charge or trial. Control orders were meant for terrorism suspects whom the authorities couldn't prosecute or deport. Right now, they're only used in a few cases. The coalition government's reviewing these laws and has decided to lighten them. Suspects will only have to stay at home at night. They'll be allowed mobile phones and limited internet access. This coincides with changes to a highly controversial law that allowed police to detain terrorism suspects for 28 days without charge. The period's been cut to 2 weeks. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
After 2 years of opposition, retail giant Walmart is dropping plans for construction of a new store near a Civil War battlefield in Virginia. Lawyers representing the world's largest retailer says the company will abandon plans to build a 143,000-square-foot supercenter near the site of the Battle of the Wilderness. Historians view that area as a crucial turning point when the Civil War started to go in favor of the North. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.